I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Can you imagine never being able to go home again? Yet for some, home is a land filled with extreme poverty. What changes these situations for the better, regardless of the circumstance, is the gospel. And in one country, isolated villages are about to receive it. We'll tell you more in the next few minutes. How would you feel if you were taken from your home and told you could never go back again? And that's the reality facing many Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders met with some of these refugees.
There's just such an uncertainty in the camps. They don't know if they're going to ever be able to go back to Syria and resettle again, or if they end up going to the West, or if they're just going to have to try to eke out a living somehow.
On top of this anxiety, the actions of Muslim extremists are causing many refugees to question their faith in Islam.
They're killing even Muslims that are nominal Muslims, and they're saying this cannot be the truth, but that coupled with the compassion of Christians. The Christians are sending supplies and Christians are helping with aid for them. They're saying Christians are different.
Through Bible giveaways, hygiene packs, food supplies, and more, believers are helping Muslims fleeing Syria.
God is really working, and I think as Christians, we need to keep praying. I know it's been an ongoing battle, and we need to keep praying for these people and asking God to use this somehow for His glory, that many more people will come to faith in Jesus Christ.
Vision Beyond Borders has already given away over 20,000 New Testaments in just a few months. If you'd like to help, find out how at missionnews.org and learn about the refugees who need them in Lebanon. Kenya is a poor country by UN standards, with more than 45% of the population living in abject poverty. In desperation, many children turn to the streets to find food or a place to live. Kids Alive International reaches out to these children, and Purity Nayamu says what they often find is heartbreaking.
A good number having all manner of abuses, emotional, spiritual abuse, physical abuse. It's just horrendous.
The children are placed in one of Kids Alive's safe residential homes, or if they have a caring family, they're provided holistic care in a non-residential setting. Purity says that spiritual healing is a priority.
We share the gospel with them to begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's very, very fundamental to the ministry in Kenya and really to the whole of Kids Alive International Ministry.
Kids Alive Kenya is receiving support through the abundance of tomatoes. You heard correctly, a greenhouse project is changing the community. Local families are even learning how to garden.
And we are seeing that families are becoming empowered, has enough to feed their family for the day and gets an income to buy other things like medical needs and other needs.
Purity asks for prayer that more children and families will be rescued from the ravages of poverty. Learn how to support their ministry at missionnews.org. And in Far East Russia, there are villages isolated from the rest of the world. No roads going in and out, nothing. But one way to enter these villages is by plane. And Slava Gospel Association will be doing just that. Robert Provost with SGA.
The Lord has led us to begin developing an aviation ministry there. That involves trained pilots who are also theologically trained. Someone has already given us three airplanes. One is there and two are on the way. And we have more airplanes available to us.
These airplanes are a gift to SGA, bringing the ultimate gift to unreached people.
And the way it works is they fly towards a village and then they circle it several times. And it's these little airplanes, as you know, are noisy. And then the people come out of their houses and they come out of their buildings to see what's going on. Everybody runs out to see the airplane, to talk to the pilot and find out why he's come.
And you can learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, terrorism, that's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. One Way invites you to join in on a prayer cast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, the focus is on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. We're asking with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Get the details at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.